Begin the current daf and say, this is daf chav vav. Begin on the bottom of the daf chav heim and beis, two lines up from the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had asked a question in the beginning of the previous daf, how is it possible that we understand the halacha in the Mishnah, Pesachtas Me'ilah, related halacha in our Mishnah, that when you have mo'is stumim for a nazir, unspecified funds, and then the naziris is not applicable anymore, either because the husband was made for 100 darim, or because the Nazir died. So the halacha is that when they're unspecified funds, all those funds which were meant for the Karban Chatas, the Karban Oil, the Karban Shlam, that a Nazir would normally bring at the end, which they had designated, but they never were able to finish up the Naziris, then they are going to go to Lenadava, they're brought as a Karban Oil. But if they're specified Mefurashim, then each one is as it's appropriate. The Chatas is Liyam HaMelech, and the other ones, and so on. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible when you have all the unspecified funds that brought us in the Dava, but inside those funds are Chatas funds, and Chatas funds cannot be brought as an Ayla, so too Shlamim funds cannot be brought as an Ayla. So how is it that it's all brought as an Ayla? Now the Gemara brought two interpretations. First one is, as the Gemara is going to discuss over here, that of Rabbi Yechanan, which is the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. It's an oral law tradition that we have from Moshe, that's the Halacha, although you're right, generally we wouldn't say that the monies of a Chatas could go for something else. Rather, it would go Liyam HaMelech, or it would die when it's a Karban Chatas itself. And actually, that's the case when it's Mufarashim, but when it's Stumim, when it's unspecified part of a larger group that's a mix, then it's the halacha by a Nazir that's going to go L'Nadama. Then the interpretation of Rish Lakish from a drasha L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvaisam, when you have the Meiser, when you have excess funds left over, where in this case they're left over because you can't use them, of a Neder, which is what a Naziris is, then it's brought as a nedava, which that's the drasha they learn from that pasuk. Now, that is where Agamar continues and says, Amamar, Rabbi Yechanan's, his interpretation was, Halacha hi ben nazir, that there's halacha l'moshe mesinai by ma'ay stumen of a nazir, that although you have demei chatas muravim behen, you have chatas money mixed in over there, the halacha l'moshe mesinai is that it goes l'nedava. Now, on that, Agamar asks, Besulaka? It's the mashmayis, the inference was, it sounded like the halacha l'moshe mesinai was only by a nazir, but not by other obligatory karbanas, that if they have a mix of different types of karbanas that have to be brought by this type of a person, that and they're all mixed together and they're unspecified, and you can't bring it anymore, then it sounds like there you wouldn't have the halacha that it's yipul nadava. And that Agamar asks, is that really true? It's only by nazir? But v'atanyu lit in the brayse that says, and the same thing applies regarding other obligatory kinin. The word kin literally means a nest, but it means to say when there's a pair of birds that have to be brought. For example, you find by oil of a yorid, certain karbanis where you get a choice, depending on how wealthy you are, either bring animals, or you bring a pair of birds, or you bring even a flower offering. Now, for example, that would be by a mitzayra, and by a yoledes, a woman that gave birth. So, for example, taking the case as Taisha does, that of the case of a Metzaira, where when he becomes pure, he brings a Chatas Oif and this Oila Oif, two birds, one's for a Chatas, one's for an Oila. That's if he's poor. So, regarding such a case, the Braisa says, as we continue at Tabachovav Mer Aleph, Shehefrishu Mois Likineim, if they really designated monies for their peer of birds, meaning when he was poor, because as a poor person, as a Metzaira becoming pure, he only has to bring that of Dalim, that of the poor people, which are a pair of birds. But then they became wealthy. Now the halacha of a wealthy is to bring that of animals. So on that, the Braisa says, as we are on Chavav Meralv, Ratz lehevi ben chatas behema yavi. If he wants to, what he could do is that he can upgrade. He can take the monies that he had separated for his two karbanas, his chatas and the oila, which were birds, which are cheaper. Now he's wealthy, could afford animals. He can take all those monies, which were supposed to be by the chatas and the oila birds, and they can use it to purchase a chatas behema, and the carbon oila he'll bring from other funds, which he had not set aside, but now he has more funds. Or, if he wants to, oilis behema yavi, if he wants to, he could go ahead and use those funds to bring the oila behema, and then he'll bring the chatas from other sources. Now, as the Rush points out, with the chiddush of the Braisa, what it's saying is that, for sure, if he would want to bring from those monies, either just a chatas oif, just one of the two birds, or an oilas oif, of course he would be able to, because originally that's what it was designated. It was designated for his oifis, for his birds as a poor person, which could be for both. He could use from that monies, both the chattas and the oila. If he would want to choose only one and then bring more monies for the other bird, of course he could do that. The chiddush, the novelty of the brayse is that even though he had designated for bird offerings, he can now upgrade it and use those monies for animal sacrifices, if it is in that, as in this case, as we described, that it became wealthy. Now, meis v'hoyloi moistumin, if the person died and he had unspecified funds, so then the halacha is yiplu l'nedava. They go to nedava. Now, that's the Gemara's question. We're talking about here, let's say, a mitzayra, someone that has to bring pairs of birds, or if he's wealthier, animals. So if he had separated unspecified funds for the oila sa'if and the chatsa sa'if, then he dies. So what's the halacha? It goes l'nedava, even though you have mixed into those monies for the chatsa sa'if. Now, you said, seemingly, that it's halacha that only applies halacha meshmesin by nazir. That when you have chatas and the monies for the chatas and the oil and the shlam mixed together, okay, it's all going to go to this one thing of nedava, of an oil, even though you have monies of chatas mixed in. But yet here we have a different halacha, let's say by the case of mitzayra, where it's saying the same halacha. It's saying when you have this unspecified funds of chatas and oil mixed together, when it's not applicable anymore, because let's say the mitzayra died, that you're going to bring it to nedava. So it's, not just by nazir. So I think the answer is you're right. Tana nazir, this that Rabbi Yechanan said is halacha l'moshe mesinai, it was said by Nazir, but it v'chiyove kinen d'damilei. The same halacha applies to pairs of birds that are similar to the halacha of Nazir. In other words, when you are obligated in the karmachatas and the oila like a Nazir, so yes, the same halacha is going to apply that the mo'istumen are going to be yiplul in the dam. Now, that the Gemara asks, so therefore, why is it that when Rabbi Yechanan said his halacha l'mesh mesinai, did he say it only in the context of Nazir? Where, as the Gemara just explained, we see it doesn't apply just to Nazir, it applies to other areas of halacha when you have to bring two karbanos and it's not applicable anymore, like by the case of Mitzayra. So in that, the Gemara explains, Ulafukim Hadetanya. The reason why he phrased it in this way in the context of Nazir was to come to exclude from what the following brayse is coming to say is halacha, where, again, as Tosfos explains, Rabbi Yechanan doesn't argue on this Tana, neither does that Tana argue on Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, just like that Tana says that here the halacha would not be yiplul in the dava when you have monies mixed together, Rabbi Yechanan agrees to that, that's not like the case of Nazir. That's why he picked the case of Nazir as a prototype to define when do we say when we have many monies mixed together that it's going to be yiplul in the dava. It's only when it's coming for one singular halacha and not when it's two different obligations that are then mo'istumen, then it's actually not yiplul in the dava. As the Gemara explains, the brayse says as follows. If someone was obligated, was liable for karban chatas, meaning he violated one of the averis in the Torah, the sins that if you do it b'mezid, you're chayav karas, and if you do it b'shegig, inadvertently you're chayav chatas. So he's obligated in the karban chatas by virtue of sinning. V'amar, and moreover, he says, harei olai oila. He accepts upon himself a neder to bring a karban oila to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, v'hifrish mois, and then he subsequently sets aside monies. V'amar, and he says, harei elu l'chavas, he says, these are for my obligation. Now, that sounds like whatever he's obligated in. Now, he's obligated in both the karban chatas for his sin and the karban oila for his nether. Now, maybe when he set aside these monies, it was for his obligation of chatas, or maybe it was for his obligation of oila, or it was actually for both his chatas and his oila. Now, therefore, he can't bring from these monies, from all of them, a karban chatas, and neither can he bring all of them for an oila. The reason being is because maybe half his chatas and maybe half is oila, and maybe they're mixed together. You have the damam of the chatas and damam oila mixed together in these monies. Now, the Rush does explain what this halacha then is telling us, is that if he wants to bring a karban chatas from these monies, he would have to take other monies and say that if these monies that are set aside are karban chatas monies, then good. But if they're oila monies, then they're going to be deconsecrated on these new monies that I'm bringing. And then he brings from the first ones a chatas and from the second ones an oila, and so too if, let's say, he wants to bring from them an oila, he has to do the same thing. And if he wants to bring from these monies both a chatas and an oila, then he would bring two animals and he would say that from these monies that have the dmei chatas in them, they should be deconsecrated on this animal, and these monies of oila should be deconsecrated on these animals. So, therefore, again, as the Brisa says, Ratzi lehevi ben chatas behema, if he wants to bring from them a chatas behema, lo yavi. As we said, he can't, because maybe they were the monies for his obligation of the oila. Oilas behema, if he wants to bring his oilas behema, lo yavi. neither can he do that for his neder that he took upon himself as an oila, because again, these might be monies of chatos. Now, and this is what the Rush points out, is what the Gemara is explaining why Rabbi Yochanan said his halacha in the context of nazir, is because this is not the same thing as the halacha when you have ma'istumen, because this is what you really have. You have unspecified funds for a person that's obligated in chatos and in oila. Here it's not the same, because there we said, if you want to bring a chatos behema, you could bring. If you want to bring a oila sa'oiv, you could bring. Why? Because there, both the chatos and the oila, let's say in the case of the mitzayra, or in the context of nazir, Rabbi Yochanan said as halacha, they're both coming for the same halacha. It's coming for his tzaras, it's coming for his naziris. So since they're coming for the same thing, then we say that mo'istumin, you could choose what you want it to be used for. But here, not for the same halacha. Yes, one person with unspecified funds is obligated in chatos and oila, but you can't go ahead now and choose because you don't know which one it's for. And therefore, Mace, if he dies, and there was unspecified funds, in other words, he left these unspecified funds and he died, and it was never clarified if it was for chatos or for an oila or for both, then yelchu liyama melech. Here it's going to be different. It's actually going to be thrown into the Dead Sea, and that here the halacha Mace Shemesini would not apply. That's why, again, Rabbi Yochanan said in the context of Nazir, and didn't just say generic type of a categorization, to tell you that it excludes a case like this, where since they're coming for two different obligations, so though it's one person with unspecified funds, you're not going to say Yiplu the Nadava. Rather, since there are monies of Chatas mixed in over here, possibly, and the Halacha by Chatas, the Mechatas, is Yechel Liyama Melech, you have to take all those monies and throw it into the Dead Sea. Now, the Gemara goes back to explain the halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Vashi clarifies and qualifies. He says, "Had the amit mefurash anloy." This that we said regarding the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, our Mishnah, that when you are a nazir and it's not applicable anymore, for example, if let's say the husband was made for the neder or the nazir died, so he said that if the monies were specified already, that then we don't say the halacha of Mishnah Sinai. Then the monies are not going to go to Nadava, but rather each one will have the halachas appropriate to itself. So then, on that, Rav Ashi explains, Loi Tema, don't say that when it's explicit, the Amar Elu L'chatasi, Ve'elu L'aylasi, Ve'elu L'shlami. Don't say that it's only in such a case when it's not going to be Yiplu Nadava, meaning when it's Mefurashin. It's only talking about when he had three, let's say, bundle, three piles of coins. So this pile is for the Karmach Chatos, I have to bring. This one's for the Oilers, this one's for the Shlomim. And only then are you going to say it's not Yiblu Nadava. Ella, rather, says Rav Ashi, Afilu Amar, Eilu L'chatos V'ilosi V'ilishlami. Even if he didn't designate this one's Chatos, this one's Eilu L'shlomim, rather he said, these monies are going to be used for my Chatos and my Oila and my Shlomim. He specified their names. On that, Rav Ashi says, that's already considered Mefurashanin. That's already, since he said the names of the Karbonis, it's already considered explicit that it's for the chatos, the oil, and the shlamim, and therefore the halacha mashamisina of stumim, that it's yiplu nadava, would not apply in such a case, because it's only when it's literally, totally unspecified. For example, let's say you say, elu l'chevasi, these are for my obligations, or elu l'karbonasi, these are for my karbonas. Then it's totally unspecified, you didn't say even chatos, then it's yiplu nadava. But when you said chatos, even though you didn't say which monies are for chatos, then already it's already mufarashin. Then you have chatos mixed in over here. Then there has to be, let's say you don't know which ones it is, yelchu liyama melech, because you already have the chatos specified in over here. That's the first version of Rav Ashi. Think of the Amid, those that say, even the more stringent interpretation. Amar Rav Ashi said, Loi Tema, don't say that what's mufarashin and not included halacha Moshe Sinai. Ado Amar, Elu l'chatasi b'loi l'asi b'l'shalmi. Don't say that mufarashin is only, which was what the first version's chiddush was, that only then is it going to be considered mufarashin if you say these monies are for my chatos, my oil, my shlamim. And then Rav Ashi says, even in the second version, even the more stringent interpretation, even if you just say these are for my obligations, to really consider like you specified that you want chatos in over here. Now the reason why it's not considered unspecified over here, and it would only be when you say, let's say, elu l'karbonoisai, that would be considered unspecified, where, yes, then you have chatos mixed in over there, because karbonis includes the chatos, but you didn't even mention chatos at all. But this second version holds, when you say l'chevasi for my obligations, the terminology of chiv sounds like you're referring to a karbon chatos. Because a chatas always is brought as an obligation. It can never be brought as a neder or a nedava. And therefore, wherever you specify chatas, even in the most ambiguous way, then we don't hold the halacha Moshe Sinai, and therefore then it wouldn't be all yipul and nedava. Another qualification in this halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Rava, he says, Hada amaran ma'i stumen yipul and nedava. This that we said, that when it's unspecified funds, although you have essentially chatas eilen shlomen mixed in, that what he had set aside as a nazir to bring when he finishes it, that if let's say he dies, then it's yipul and nedava. So on that, Rava says, im nafla de mechatas mibinehen, if let's say the monies up for the chatas fell out from amongst those monies. For example, let's say he set aside some of the whole pile of monies and says, this is going to be for my chatas, but the rest, let's say the oil and shlomim, are still there in that pile. So that Rabbi says, harehin kimut for Russian. Then it's already like the pile is explicit. In other words, even though they're still unspecified, still we didn't say the halacha, l'meshem Sinai, that pile is going to be yipul and nedava. Rather, the halacha is that now what's left over is only the oil and the shlamim. Half is brought for the oil, half is for the shlamim. And that's because the halacha was only said when you have demei chatas muravim behen. The halacha Moshe Messina was specifically when you have monies of chatas mixed in, then, and it's unspecified, then we say it's yipul and nedava. But if you separated demei chatas, even though there's still some unspecified funds of oil and shlamim, you're not going to say it's all yipul and nedava. Rather, half would be shlamim and half would be oil. As we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Tanika Vasei de Rava, we have a Braisa that says like Rava, where the Braisa says, if someone says, Eilu l'chatasi, these monies are for my chatas, v'hashar l'shar nezirosa, and the rest of the monies is for the rest of the karbanis of my naziris, specifically the oil and the shlamim, and then he dies. So the Braisa says, t'mei chatas yechul liyam ha-melech, that which we specified, the monies of chatas, is like the chatas itself, which if it was a karban, it would die. In this case, you throw the monies to the Dead Sea. Hashar, it's not yipul nedava. Rather, like Rabbi said, yavi chetzi lo'ila v'chetzi l'shlamim. The half of it is brought for oila, and half of it is brought for shlamim. Now, moreover, is umaylin bekulan. That means to say, meaning if you use all those undesignated monies, unspecified, which has some oila in there and some shlam over there, if you use all of it, that means essentially at least part of it was oila monies. Where that has me'ila, which Tosfos points out, not necessarily if you used all the monies, even if you used the majority of the monies, because it's not possible that in the majority of the monies there wasn't some dimei oil inside of it. But ve'ein moilim b'miktsasim, if you only used part of the monies, you have not committed me'ila, at least not to be obligated in the violations of what me'ila requires, because maybe you had used the shlamim money, and halacha by shlamim is that there's no me'ila when it's still in that state of, let's say, money, like just like a carbon shlamim when it's still alive. So if you only use part of the monies of, again, these unspecified, which has a mixture of oil and shlamim, if you use all, you definitely had some oil and you committed me'ila. If you only use part, then there's no halacha of me'ila. Now, but let's say he said, Eilu lo oilasi, says, he separated some of the monies and said, this is for my oila, v'hashar l'shar nezirais, and the rest is for the rest of my naziris, specifically that of shlamim and chatas, then dimei oila yaviu oila, so the monies that is separated for an oila, you bring as an oila, meaning if he died, umoilman, and there's going to be me'ila, just like there is by any damim for an oila, v'hashar yipul nedava, and the rest of the monies are, they do fall l'nedava, and the reason being as the halacha of Ravat said, because now there's a mixture of dimei chatas with the dimei shlamim, we said whenever there's ma'istum and dimei chatas mixed in, it's yipul nedava. Umayilin bekulan. If you use all those monies and you misappropriate them, you have committed me'ila because, again, there's still some dimei chatas in there which has me'ila in its money stage. But ve'ein mayilin bemiktsasin, if you only use part of them, then you have not necessarily committed me'ila because that part could be the dimei shlamim part, which there's no me'ila in the damim of shlam. And therefore, again, that supports Rabbi's point, which is that it's only when you have dimei chatas muravim behen that's yipul nedava, but if not, then it's not yipul nedava. Another qualification in this halacha. Amar Rav Huna Marav says, lo yishanu, we didn't learn this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, that he said that it's a halacha, l'mayshem esinai by a nazir, that the ma'i stumim are yipul nedava. So on that, Rav qualifies, this was only said ela mois, only by monies, meaning only specifically if you had set aside money, or something that's readily sold and has the same qualities as money, where it's easily used to get money, That is when we said when you separated that and now it's not applicable anymore because let's say the person died or there was hafar, whatever it is, and then we say that the ma'is stumim ayiplin adav, it's only things like money. Aval behemom. But if let's say this nazir or naziro had separated animals, whether one or whether three, and said that these should be used for my karbonis of naziris, then we do not say that if let's say the nazir dies, or if the husband is made for the neder, that those animals, which we don't know which animal is which, but those animals are to be used for the purpose of acquiring the karbonis of naziris, and definitely in there is chatas money mixed in, there we don't say that it's like mo'is stumim, although here it's also stumim, it's unspecified which funds are going to be allocated for the karbon chatas. We don't say that there it's going to be yiplun adava. Rather, harehi kemufureshes. That's like when you have specifically mentioned that you want to have a karbon chatas in there, which gets mixed in with the oil and the shlamim, where there we say that all of the monies, all the animals die, and if let's say if those animals are sold, that the monies are thrown to the Yam HaMelech. The reason being is because the Halacha Moshe Mesin was only said by monies or things which are easily sold, which you can immediately get money for. That's where we said it. But by something like an animal, which as Gemara will now clarify and qualify this even further, where it's not easily, you get money for that, it's a longer process, so we don't view it as ma'ois, and hence the Halacha Moshe Mesin of saying that since it's sasim, and you have all three mixed in, you can all be yipul and adava, that wouldn't apply in this case. But rather, since you have somewhere here the chatas, it would all be, again, these animals would die, or if you sell the animals, which was the original intention, then the monies would be yechul yam hamelech. As Yom qualifies further, Amr of Nachman, he says, had the amri behema harei kimufreshes. This that Rav said, that when the Nazir and the Zira had separated animals, because they didn't have money, let's say, they just had animals, they have a farm. So he said, okay, I'm going to separate these three animals to be used for when I finish my naziris, to go ahead and purchase the animals that I do need for the oil of the chatas and the shlamim. So on that is what Reb Nachman says, that this that Rav had said that they're considered like mufurashais, which it's like you specify the chatas, which doesn't allow it to be yipul l'nedava, leishanu ela tamima. That was only said if these are unblemished animals, which could, in their own right, be brought as karbanis. Now, the Rush points out, we're not talking about over here animals that are actually fit to be brought as the karbanis for the nazir themselves. For example, like a lamb or a female lamb or a ram. Because then, as the Rush explains, how would Rav Shimi Ba'ashi on the end of our daf contend to argue and to say that a behemoth is not like mufarashis? But that's pretty obvious that, of course, you can't get more mufarashis than separating and designating the three animals that are the required ones for the chatas and the oil shlam. In other words, you can't have in that mixture, let's say a kivsa, a female lamb, because obviously that for sure is going to be the chatas, and it's like you said, chatas, if you separated that animal. If you separate a keves, then it's for sure an oila. If you separate an ayil, a ram, then it's for sure a shlam, because that's what, as the Gemara quotes later on, Reb Shimon Gamliel, who he says that if you separate three animals and you don't say which is for which, so he says, Haro l'chatas, take of chatas, the one that's fit to be the chatas is the chatas. So rather, the Rush explains what our Gemara is talking about over here is, and the way Rav Nachman is qualifying it, when he's saying that it's the halacha that is the kim of harashas, is when you have an animal that's tamim, that it's unblemished, but it's not talking about an animal that can be brought as a carbon nazir. Rather, talking about other types of animals which in their own right could be brought as a carbon. For example, let's say if the person had designated parim, three cows or one par, one bull, where again, they're tamimim, it could be brought as a carbon, but not as a carbon for the nazir, which doesn't bring a par. Now, therefore, what Nachman is saying is that since it cannot be easily sold, why not? Because halacha is that it has to graze until it develops a blemish, which is like the opinion of the Rabban, the Reb Shimon, which they say in Perek Ve'elu Kodshim, someone separates an akeva for an asham. Now, the halacha is an asham can't be brought from a female, it's only brought from a male. Then the halacha is, it's tirach, it's a stive. It has to graze until it develops a blemish, because halacha is that since it's valid to be brought as a carbon, you can't go ahead and use it for non-kodshim purposes. That is what Rav Nachman has explained, the halacha of Rav, there is where we say that it's not going to have the halacha as monies. Rather, it's actually going to have the halacha of when you have something mefurish, explicit, which is nis'arva, which is mixed into the other ones. And therefore, if the nazir dies in this case, or if her husband nullifies her vow, then we don't say that yiplu ha'mois l'nadava. Rather, we're going to say that all the monies are going to be thrown liyam ha'melech, meaning when you have these animals, let's say you separated three parim for your naziris, which obviously you're not bringing those parim for your naziris, it's just that then you'll sell them and you'll then get those monies for naziris. And that we're saying that's like kimu for rashis. Reason is because the halacha was said by mois. Mois is something that you could easily go ahead and use to buy. Animals that are tamimim, that are unblemished, you can't just use them as money. You have to first wait till they'll develop a blemish, and then you can go ahead and sell them. That takes a long time. That's not like money. It's not like liquid cash. And therefore, that's not the halacha of mois tumen. And hence, therefore, it's like you have the chatas mefarashas mixed in over here, which would all be yilchul yam ha-melech, not l'nadava. Avul balas mum, but what Reb Nachman does say, but if the animal is blemished, harehi kistum, and then he says that there Rav would agree that then it is like unspecified monies. And the reason being is because it could easily be sold, because a bal mum doesn't have to wait till it goes out to graze and develops a blemish. Now, the Rush points out that what we just described is the way it works out for Rabbi Yechanan, that he holds that the halach, it's halach l'mashem esinah by nazir, where it was said specifically by money. We don't have to explain reasoning. It's just halach l'mashem esinah by monies is where the halach l'mashem esinah says, or something easily sold like monies, that you could easily get money for it, which is like by a bal mum behema, and not by when it's unblemished. But the Rush explains the way it would work out according to Rish Lakish, who learns it out from a pasuk, you could say that it's actually a reasoning why it would only be by where we're saying by Mois Tumen, which would apply to the same thing by a bal mum and not by when it's tamim, is because if it's unblemished, then we're concerned in the length of time that it takes for it to go out to graze and develop a blemish, then maybe the person will specify which monies are going to be used for a chatas. And then you're going to run into the problem that you cannot then use it to bring an oil from it, and that's why you would have to throw it into Yam HaMelech. And again, then that's how the Rush works throughout the sugi, which we're working with Rabbi Yechon's interpretation. Since with Rosh Lakish, if it's not easily attainable for cash, then you're concerned that length of time, then you might designate it for chatas. And again, then you're going to run into the problem that's like Mufurashis, and you can't go ahead and then use it for something like an oila, which is what it is for Nadava. And again, therefore, that's the halacha of Rav, where he says behemah is like mefureshes, and that Rav Nachman explains not all cases behemahs, rather specifically when it's a tamima, but when it's a bal mum, then Rav would agree that's just the same thing essentially like money, and then it would be yiplu nadava. But avol naschalai, but he says, but if you have bars of gold, then it's not going to be considered like ma'istum. And the reason being is, again, the same svar, the same logic. Since it's not easily sold to get money for it, rather what people use these bars would be used to purchase animals with it, because no one knows how to easily evaluate the value of it, so that rather they would use it for bartering and not for exchange of money. And therefore, again, it's the same thing, that it's not considered like money, so it cannot be considered in this category of moistumen for the halacha mishum esinah, and therefore it's not yibul nadava. Rather, if you had set aside these bars, and you don't know which part of these funds would be used for chatas oil and shlamim, it actually is, you have to be concerned for the chatas monies, and it's all yilchul yam ha-melech, and not yibul nadava, because it's not like monies in that regard. And again, according to Rish Lakish, the same thing is also, since it can't be easily sold until you take time to go ahead and evaluate the value of those bars, in that time delay, you have to be concerned that maybe he might designate a half or a third of it for the value of chatas. And again, then you're running into the problem that it's already specified, and that's why Rish Lakish would agree that naschaloi. Now, but Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he argues, and he says, no, afila naschal, he says, even these bars of gold are considered like mo'is tum, and the reason being is because they are sold immediately for money, he holds, either because it itself is like money, and therefore, because you go ahead and purchase things with it, so it's like money itself, even though you don't get money for it right away, and therefore he holds that it is the same halacha like mo'is tum. And again, according to Rish Lakish, since there's no time delay according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak to utilize the nascha, so you're not concerned again for the problem of specifying chatas. So again, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, even these bars of gold will have the halacha like mois tumen, and it would be yipul nadav if the person, the nazir, had died, and not liyam hamelech. Aval, but he does hold svar shel kairos, But if, let's say, a pile of beams, for example, if someone had purchased a pile of beams for a building, and then he changes his mind, doesn't want to use it anymore, and he wants to sell it, then Rav Nachum Yitzchok agrees that that's something that is not easily sold right away, because you have to wait till someone else that wants to build a building, and you know that you can be able to sell it at a high price when the person needs it, or to be able to switch it for something else. So that's something, again, that's not easily sold, so that doesn't have the same quality as money, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not included in Halacha Mishmas Sinai. Again, according to Rosh Lakish, since it takes a long time, you have to be concerned that maybe the person is going to designate it for chatas in the interim. So again, that's what these Amiram say to qualify what is considered like ma'is, like money that could easily be used, and again, to then be included in when it's unspecified, for Halacha Mishmas Sinai, that it's Yechud L'Nedava and not L'Yam HaMelech. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Shimi bar Asher l'Rav Papa. He asks, "My Tamai d'Rabbanan, what's the reason of these Amiram that we just mentioned? The Amri that they say, oh, the Halacha Mishmas Sinai was mois, monies, and v'loy behema, v'loy nascha, and like Rav said, it doesn't apply to animals, which again, Rav Nachman had qualified that specifically for a tamima, and v'loy nascha, and it doesn't apply to bars of gold. And moreover, as we said, the previous opinion, mois v'loy savra, it applies to monies, but not to these piles of beams, because these are things that are not easily used, again, according to either interpretation, to be considered like monies. Now, on that is what Rav Shimon bar Ashi asked, that what it comes at is that obviously what they're trying to say, the Halacha Mishmas Sinai was said only regarding to money and not to anything else. So then he asked, if that's the case, then mois v'loy oifis, so then the Halacha Mishmas Sinai should not apply to either a pair of birds either. In other words, if someone designates his cane, his pair of birds for his obligation, and he doesn't say which one's for an oila and which one is for a chatas. Now, essentially what Shimon bar Ashi is asking, it should be considered like as if you designated that one's for an oila, one's for a chatas. You just don't know which one is which. And therefore, if he dies, actually the pair of birds should die. And moreover, actually, the owner shouldn't be able to even retroactively clarify and saying that this was for the oil and this one's for the shlamim. Rather, it should be like the halacha that we mentioned before. We said that if someone's obligated in karma chatas because he sinned, and then he says areila oila, and then he designated monies, and then he says eilu l'chabasi, these are for my obligation. So we had said before that if he wants to bring from them a chatas, he cannot. And if he wants to bring an oila, he cannot. And the reason being is because we considered it like as if they're mefurish, and you just don't know which one it is it for. So therefore, Rav Shimon bar Ashi is asking that here also should be the same thing. Since you said that anything but money, and money has to be itself stumim, unspecified, anything else, for example, like bars of gold or piles of beams or animals that are tamima, you said they're considered like they're mefurish, like they're explicit, and just that they're mixed together and you don't know which one it is, and that's what Yechud L'Yam HaMelech. So therefore he's asking the same thing is over here. When a regular person separates, designates two pairs of birds for his obligation, since they're birds and they're not monies, right? Birds are also they're not money itself, they should also be considered like they're mefurish. And you just don't know which one's for the chatzis, which one's for shlamim. And therefore, the owner, the one who's bringing them, or the kayin, should not be able to retroactively clarify and say that which one's the oila, which one's the chatas, because maybe he's changing the oila from the chatas and the chatas to the oila. And moreover, if the person then dies, those pair of birds should die, and you shouldn't say that they should be brought as a oilois, like the halacha of ma'is stumin, where we said that it's not just halacha by nazar, but rather ol chiyuv akinin that apply to it, which the Rush points out, although we generally say that in mekaitzim ba'ifos, you don't usually bring as yiplin adava for birds is only from animals. That's only that you don't originally take from the pile of monies which are set aside for the karbanis nadava to buy oila sa'if. But if the oila sa'if is already kaddish, like in this case that we're describing, then actually you are mekaitzin, as the Gemara says, mesechtes yuma. Now, but what Rav Shimon bar Ashi is asking is that oifa should be the same as all those other cases which they're not monies, and therefore if let's say the person died after he had separated his pair of birds, or not even died, even before he died, once he separated them, they're already like not mummies. And therefore he shouldn't be able to say which is which, because it's like two specified things and that you don't know which is which. Now on that, the Gemara says, and if you're going to say that is the case, that once he separated without designating which is which, it's already too late. You have oil and chatzis mixed in, you don't know which one it is. They all have to go liyam amelech. But elohadam Rav Chisda, but this Rav Chisda said that ain the kinyan mispar shoyis. The pair of birds are only designated ella ibla kiches bailam, either when the owner buys it, ibasiyas koyin, or when the koyin actually brings it as the carbon, which he might designate it now, and he might come bring it as a carbon in 10 days from now. Question is, amai, why hamoiz gemirin la? But you said the halacha meshem isin only by monies and not by anything else. In other words, what he's asking is that since the owner had separated them and he didn't designate which one, it's like that previous price that we had mentioned, like mefurish and esarvo, like you have two things that are explicit that just got mixed in together. And therefore, what he's asking essentially is on the halacha of Rav Chisda, is how could the kohen designate it when he's coming to bring it? Obviously, so that's what he's proving to the contrary, that the kohen could clarify, because that's actually learned from a pasuk from Balakach Ve'asa, that which is that you could designate the pair of birds either Balakach when you buy it, when the owner buys it, or if he doesn't designate it at that time, which one's Eila, which one's Chatas, then Ve'asa, then when the kohen brings it, he could. So therefore, what Rav Shimon Ba'ashi proves is that obviously Eifois is Kistumen, even though they're birds, it is like stumim, unspecified. It's not like specified. And therefore, his question is, and then you should say the same thing regarding all these halachas of these amiram. Even by animals, or by bars of gold, or by piles of beams, you should say that if the nazir dies, or if the husband is made for the woman's naziris, it should be yiplun nadava. Because you see, it is like stumim. You're saying all along it's not like moy stumim, because it's not even like monies. It's not something that could be easily used. And that is what Rav Shimon Ba'ashi is proving, not like that, because you see clearly that it's not like mifurashin. You see, it's even like stumen, even though it's a pair of birds, and which is essentially the same thing, like animals and these bars of gold, they're all the same thing. They're not like monies, and yet still you see that it's like stumen, and therefore it should be yipul and adava, not like these amiram who say that yechul liyam amelech, or like Rish Lakish's interpretation, the Rush explained, is the same thing, just like you say by an animal, or these bars of gold, or these piles of beans, that you say because it's such a big time delay, you have to be concerned that maybe in that interim he went and he designated. So therefore, that's what Rav Shimon Ba'ashi is asking, that here also then here where you separate a cane, a pair of birds, since one is for the chatas and one is for the ayla, it makes sense also that you have to be concerned that maybe he did designate, and therefore when he dies, they should die. And you shouldn't say that it's yipul nadava. And the same thing applies by any pair of birds that you separated, stam, you shouldn't be able to clarify at a later point in time. And that's not the case, as we see from the halacha of Rav Chisda, which is learned from a pasuk. So obviously you see that we're not concerned for this that you had clarified, and therefore, just like we see by the halacha of the kinyan, that's Rav Shimon Ba'ashi's question, that the same thing should apply to the animals, to the nascha, and to the saver, and not like the zamiram, that it should not be considered like mefarash, and rather it should still be considered like the halacha of ma'istumen, and that it should be yipulu l'nedava, and not yiplu liyam amelech. That's what the Gemara continues on the next daf to answer this question of Rav Shimon Ba'ashi.